I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is making a final diplomatic push for stability in the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Israel, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was trying to cinch a ceasefire deal with Hamas and pushed back on the idea Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu wants to hold off until Donald Trump takes office.
I got the sense today from the prime minister he's ready to do a deal.
Sullivan's not punting either.
I wouldn't be here today if I thought this thing was just waiting till after January 20th.
Saying conditions are ripe for a deal given rapid fire changes in the region. Meantime, in Jordan.
We're back in the region at a time of both real promise, but also peril for Syria and for its neighbors.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was focused on a peaceful transition of power in Damascus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Anger in the Syrian capital is palpable as families search for loved ones who are now missing or have died in their fallen government's brutal prison system. At a rally in Damascus, VOA's Heather Murdoch reports that crowds are calling for the execution of ousted President Bashar al-Assad.
Everyone you speak to here says they lost someone to the brutal prison system that collapsed with the regime. At the notorious Saydnaya prison, families search for clues that may help them find their missing loved ones. Many believe there are missing prisoners who are still alive in long-hidden secret facilities. People tell us that their relatives were arrested for unknown reasons, or for saying something negative about the government, or even for living in an area populated by activists or rebels. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Damascus.